Oh, we are live from No Limits Archery at the Alpha Bow Challenge here. We brought a little booth here. Phil was so kind to let us have a booth here in his event, and I got the one and only two men that are here with us right now.
How can there be one and only two?
Well, it's kind of, that's kind of like a Lukeism, but.
A Lukeism.
Common core math.
Yeah, I'm going to say I got, well, both these guys equal one min, probably.
Oh, my
maybe.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
So we got Trevin in the house from Outback Outdoors. We got Skinny Codes in the house. He made his presence down here. And he brought himself a little chicken wing down here, dog. I see a little girl he brought down from all the way from Texas. I think Cody's in love.
Little Tejas.
Yeah, little Tejas. What's up, Trev, man? Did you have fun today?
I did have fun, man. I love this event because it's the camaraderie. It's, you know, 3D shooting, which we've shot together before. That's all fine and good, but then you throw in a little bit of a little adrenaline, a little out of breathness, and then like on the 3D portion of the Alpha Bow Hunting Challenge, which we did shoot, and we'll get to that in a second.
And I'm still sweating.
It was some unique shots.
As a competitor and a fellow better against
gambler.
With you, gambler to you, I literally have lost. All day. I lost everything. I lost every event. I am no mas. I am broke. And I am going home licking my wounds.
Well, I will say this. I heard the galley that kind of followed us around as we were trash talking when we went live on Instagram. They actually came up with a new nickname for you. Did you hear them?
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
I
it's Luke the ATM Cadillo.
Ooh, I like that one. That one actually is, I like that one better than the Quiver Full of Fives.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's fun. Well, here's the deal, guys. If you guys really think that I have a problem with gambling, I don't have a problem with gambling. But
you got a problem winning.
I do have a problem winning. But I have a problem of I just like having fun out here.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. And it was a good time. We had a good crew that we shot with. My daughter even came and shot.
Yeah, Avery's a little killer, man.
Yeah, she can shoot. She had a bad day, if you ask her. She had an off day, but, you know, it's...
Well,
we
all have those. I'm going to tell you that.
Let's talk why we did what we did. Because we shot at the American Bowman, which was a lot of fun.
Yep.
I shot horrible.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, I had a traditional bow hunter, Blake Hunter, shout out to Blake, who carried me, literally picked me up, put me in his backpack, and carried me around the course, and we ended up third. So then I'm out.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I was out, and it was crazy. But I'm out working in the yard at the farm, and I'm listening to this awesome podcast from GU Unfiltered, and all I hear is Luke trashing how bad I shot. Yet,
hater.
I did win money off him, didn't I, Cody?
That's true. You won a lot of money.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then we said, hey, let's do it again. And I wanted to have a chance to have you win your money back.
You did. I give you that.
So we set it up. We're 40. 40 straight up. No, it was 50. I'm sorry. It was 50, wasn't it? Head to head?
Yeah, 50. And then we made that last bet out there.
And then the last bet, of course, by the it was a 10 target course. And it was a little different scoring.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy scoring. Explain what, and I apologize for the music in the background, guys. That we are at the event here at No Limits. Like Phil has a whole DJ booth here. Juan, you know, entertains the shooters with music. So bear with us here on the music.
We'll try and get in the mic so people can hear us clearly. But the scoring system goes as follows. So it's a 3D target. You have different requirements for body position, like some are kneeling shots, some are actually sitting shots, some are sitting in a chair shot, some are standing. Well, in that situation, the scoring goes as follows. Instead of a 5 or a body shot being 5 points,
5 points,
it's minus 3. It's much more of what we would call a hunting style of 3D shooting. Because, honestly, we don't want to shoot fives on animals, right?
No. So it's gut shots and, or mind shots, yeah.
And if you miss, it's actually just a zero. Yeah. It's less points if you miss. You lose less points, which, okay, yeah.
Which I get it, you know, and but damn, then, it comes back and haunts you,
oh,
though.
Oh, it does. And then you have your 8s, 10s, and your 12s like a normal 3D course.
Yeah.
And so, you didn't get off to a real good start, did you, on that first target?
No, it was a 5-3, wasn't it?
Yeah, right away.
It was the chamois.
That was quartering away.
Quartering away, and I shot it, like, right outside the 8 ring. So, yeah, it is what it is, but either way, I shot, like, dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what pretty else much is what there? I know, huh? But I tell you, I had a good time shooting with who was in our group.
It was Chris Honstein, Paul Cravey.
Yep.
There was you and my daughter, and then we went live
on the IG.
I tried to go live on Outback Outdoors, but it took a little while because it got so hot, my phone shut down.
Yeah, well, just doing our own little thing, my phone shut down too. I was like, oh, shit, it's really hot out here.
It's 97, 98 degrees right now, folks, and there's almost not a stitch of wind.
Yeah, it's sticky. We were lucked out. We lucked out hitting the 3D course because the clouds came in
and
blocked it.
About 6 targets, yeah.
Yeah, so that was huge.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so either way.
Well, and then the last target you got, that was a 50-yard...
Sitting down,
50-yard shot at a coyote. So it was a smaller target, but Luke, I was just fixing to shoot, and Luke said, $10, but just this target alone, highest score.
Highest score.
And I shot a 10, and you shot a 8.
Yeah, I shot an 8. Close 10.
It was close.
Jar liquor.
It was not a jar liquor. It was not a jar liquor, but it you know, it is what it is.
It is.
So I was $60 ahead for the day.
Now, right now, yeah. And then I got an OU dinner, too.
And then we decided to go on a head-to-head challenge. I'll explain the Alpha Challenge, which is 2 4 target courses that are mirrored. So you start out with a turkey at 18, a bear at 26, a hyena at 32, and then a 37-yard mountain lion. But the courses are right next to each other, and they're identical. And you start back to back, so it's kind of cool because it's like a competitive type of head-to-head.
Honestly, I actually enjoyed it. Actually, it was pretty fun. I mean, it would have been a lot better if I would have hit a few clays. But what Phil has going on here is, like, freaking pretty sweet, dude.
It is. Yeah.
And what is this, his third, fourth year?
I want to say his fourth year.
Yeah, fourth year. I knew he'd been doing it for a minute. He's had me out a couple times. And
yeah, you've shot with us, I think, 2 years ago. You came and shot just the 3D course, didn't you?
Yeah, well, then I shot up at the campsite when we shot.
That's
up
right.
At Castle, what is it, place?
Yeah, up outside of Newcastle.
Newcastle, there
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
And a couple of my buddies, we went up there, and we had a heck of a time shooting that course up there, helping. Here's the deal, man. With anything that Phil Mendoza puts out, I promise you he will have my backing.
Yeah.
Because that dude has helped me out so much. I mean, he gave me my first boat.
Phil's a man.
Yeah, Phil is literally.
He's tuned me up twice.
Yeah, we know that. We know that. But literally, like, Phil and even all the guys that work down here are straight up gems, man. They are true fucking guys that
masters of the craft.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. You want to get your bow shooting straight? Hell, if you dry fire your bow twice like Cody did, they'll get that bitch running.
Wait a minute. Whoa. I haven't heard about the second time. I knew you did it that one time.
Did it happen again? Was it twice?
Oh yeah, Frank was at my house. He could vouch for it.
What happened?
I don't know. Dude, the first time I was inebriated, I'll accept that. The second time, I have no idea, dude. I don't even know.
Did you have an arrow? Did you have an arrow knocked and everything? Or
oh, yeah,
were you just pulling back?
It just fell apart. It probably just fell apart. That's what I think.
It was like our third target.
Dude, right before Trevin. Tech, too. Right before Tech.
The night before Tech. I had Frank come over to spend the night. Cody spend the night.
You guys had a little sleepover, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, dude. I had the guys. We went outside of my range to shoot before.
We made s'mores. Talked about boys we like. Ghost stories.
Oh, my goodness.
You should have came, Trev.
We literally shot probably 3 arrows. just to make sure we were on. All
right, to before be fair, talk. Luke and I were shooting before that, so.
Okay, we shot five arrows in.
Was there any, let me ask you this, was there any libations?
No, dude, it was clear, like, stupidity. I want to say, like, he was drunk or high, but he was neither one of them.
I wish I was. There was no excuse for it this time. There was none.
So we were shooting at we were just hanging out, just shooting, and we were, in my house, I have a variety of targets, and we just call the shots. Whoever's up to shoot, call the animal, and we shoot it, right?
Kind of like you're shooting baskets.
Yeah, right? Pretty much, like horse, right?
Yeah, sure.
So that's kind of how we do it. Frank shot, I shot, Cody's up, he's all like, let's shoot the leopard or the mountain lion. Okay, cool. So he gets up, he's in front of me and Frank, and me and Frank are kind of like, you know, talking bullshit, not paying attention to anything.
Apparently
Cody's
none of us
doing.
Were. No, none of us were
obviously
attention.
No, not even the shooter was. And he draws back and he releases it, and it sounded like a goddamn
cannon going.
Yeah,
off,
a gun.
Yeah.
A gun go off, right? Like explosion.
Right.
And I was like, "Oh, you dumb fuck!" But I was like, "You know how I'm usually like the first one to joke,
right?"
I knew this was serious, dude, because one, we were leaving at 3 a.m. in the morning. He was driving, and he just blew up his boat.
Did the limbs go?
No.
No, shout out to Matthews for making the most durable bows in the world.
This is two times. I call Cody. Skitty Codes is now Tommy two times. So, but here's the thing. Like, when he did it, like, me and Frank looked right at each other like, oh, fuck, this really just happened. Like, granted, one time, yes. Two times, I got to give him a little shit, right?
Right.
But I did it. I really did. Because I was like, all right, man. The first thing I did is I called up Phil, and I said, "Phil, how late are you guys going to be open?" He goes, "For you, how late you need me to be open?" I was like, "Well, it is for me, but it's more for my buddy." He's like, "Get him down here," and I think Cody made it down there in record time.
What? And then you're 30 minutes away at
least. No, I'm like 50 minutes away.
Yeah, because you're up the canyon.
Yeah, I'm 50 minutes away from him. How fast did you make it down there?
30 minutes.
He flew.
I was qualified.
And there's some Morrison cops that are.
Oh, I know. He
got
balls,
too.
Yeah. He got balls.
Better be paying attention. I was gone.
But, what's his name here at No Limits?
Ryan.
He's the one that hooked Cody back up with his bow.
For beer, too. That's the best.
Times two. Okay. Not the first time, but second time. Shot him, too. And, you know, now that it's all said and done with Trevin, you know, the wound's open, Band-Aid, we pulled it. The only thing that's ever saved Cody from dry firing his bow twice, he's only pulling
massive
back.
Massive draw weight.
He's only pulling back like 50 pounds. So, you know what I mean? Like, that's a bonus on the, like, hey, if you don't want busted limbs and you want to dry fire your bow, pull back very lit, very small poundage. Light poundage, I should say.
Right. Well, that's. I mean, if you could look at in a positive light, that's a good thing.
Well, tell me right now, how long have you been in the archery business?
Oh, well, since I've been up in Colorado, it's been over 20 years.
So over 20 years.
But, I mean, I shot as a kid, too.
Yeah, okay. So, well, let's just say 20. Let's just say 20 years. You've been in the outdoor industry.
Right.
Shooting a bow. You've been around bows your whole life. Now, if you had to say, in those 20 years, how many times have you dry fired your bow?
Zero.
Okay. How many times has you seen people dry fire the bow?
Twice. In my life. And you know what it was?
In your life now, not 20 years, in your life.
Right. And it was guys that weren't paying attention, didn't knock an arrow, they were talking. And then they turned around, you know, came to full draw. And, of course, we were talking behind them, and it's that gunshot sound that goes off, right? And you're like, oh, shoot. And you're just hoping that the limbs don't splinter, right?
Well, that's what I was worried about. I was like, derail is one thing, right?
Right.
In case y'all don't know, that's another Budweiser I'm opening. That's the only reason why Trevin beat me. I was alleviated.
I will say this.
Inebriated.
Yeah, inebriated.
I will say this, that I would like, And I think, Cody, you'll probably back me up on this. I believe Luke owes me a statement on air to say...
Oh, I already did, bro.
...that I'm not, you know, that I'm a better shooter.
Wow.
He kind of trashed me in that last podcast where,
hey,
you know...
Who stood up for you, Trevor?
You did.
Hey, real recognizes real. Even when Luke runs his mouth about dry firing bows, which he said, I'm not going to podcast about this.
Well, people, I want people to know not to do it. That's why this is education. We are now going educational on our podcast.
PTA, do not dry fire a bow. This is especially not around Luke.
This is a TSB, you know, one of those TSB announcements.
Well, and here's the thing, like. Honestly, like, I'm glad I never done that because I've done some shitty things in my life, dumb shit, but I haven't done it that bad. And as far as Trevin beat me, yeah, man, he's definitely beat me. But here's the thing. It ain't over. Summer ain't over. We're going to do it again.
Summer is not over. And we've actually tried to get together even outside of this, and you've been so busy at the gym.
Yeah, so speaking of that real quick, I'm kind of glad you brought that up because, guys, so, you know, at Genesee's Gyms, we have a great gym going on there. We had one of, Jake, the head coach, owner, his daughter got in a huge rollover accident.
Oh.
Almost, she broke her back. Her back is completely just smashed. Almost lost her arm and leg. So she's in a fight now to get back walking, to get back just being her again. She's, 20 years old? So the gym kind of took a hit on that. Jake's gone now with his wife. And those two were kind of like the backbones of the gym. They ran that shit, you know, because I was always gone shooting my bow and everything. So now I kind of picked up and try to help out as much as I can because I can only imagine something happened like that. That phone call would scare the fuck out of me, dude.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like when she called me, Amanda called me that night when it happened, saying what happened, like she was just hysterical crying. And that was probably the first phone call I've ever realized, like, God damn, dude. Like, it hit home because, like, I could only imagine, like, one of my kids.
Right.
Right? Like, so I was like, don't worry about the gym. Go hang out. Take care of
your family.
She didn't even know what was wrong with her daughter yet at the time. They just flight-lifed her to Colorado Springs. Yeah. Wow. So she just called me. She's like, Luke, we're not going to be at the gym. This is what happened. This is her balling, right? Like, I'm like, oh, fuck. Right? So, guys, if you guys are listening, man, we have a GoFundMe page on my page. I'm going to share it when this goes out. Anything helps. Guys, please donate $5, $1. I don't care what it is. These guys are good peeps, and they're part of my family. So, on that note, hey, let's talk about this. How can I make more money off of Trevin? How can I win my money back off Trevin? Because we do need to shoot again.
Yeah, we need to shoot again. I think, honestly, I think you need to have a hometown advantage and a hometown course like thing. So maybe either back to American Bowman.
Yeah, American Bowman. I like that course. That course is sweet.
It's a tough course. There was a couple of those shots in there that, I mean, you had to thread the needle.
Yeah.
What'd you think about Tech?
Huh? Oh, he didn't go to Tech.
He didn't go to Tech. No. Yeah. I was putting food plots in Missouri and Kansas.
I saw that, actually, man. Hey, I just scored a lease in Nebraska, bro.
Really?
I'm so pumped, dude. In my hometown by Stapleton. And I am so pumped that we got it. My buddy Walls, dude, the guy that makes all my custom flags.
Right, yeah.
I'll give him a shout out, too. He makes all these Cubs, all these sweet Cubs that we got, you know, after a shot. He makes custom flags. Man, follow him on Facebook, Walls to Walls, dude. He is legit. But anyways, I've been hitting him up with my brother, and I'll be like, man, I want to find more land in Nebraska for whitetail, you know, turkeys, you know.
Right, sure.
Waterfowl, whatever. And fuck, dude, he hit the jackpot on this one.
Nice piece of property.
Yeah, I'm going to go back next week. I'm going to go check it out, set up trail cameras. I'm going to do the whole outback thing, which you do, you know?
Well, you
I
know,
think it's so cool, man.
Did you realize I had never even hunted whitetail growing up? I was 33 years old before I even climbed in a tree stand, right? And when I started hunting whitetail, it's so different than the typical Western hunting.
Oh, way different, right? And, I know. I was shocked,
it's,
too.
It's addictive. It's so addictive.
So this year, like, I got an elk tag. I got a bear tag. I got all this Colorado stuff. All I care about now is this year is whitetail.
Right.
I really am focused on whitetail. Maybe it's because my brother comes with me and hunts with me and a couple of my high school buddies.
Maybe it's because you just sit there in a blind.
No, that's not it, man, because that shit is cold. Huh. That shit is cold as hell doing that. It's definitely like whitetail are way different than any other animal.
Right.
You can't call a whitetail in. I mean, yeah,
you can grunt one in. But maybe a little like a dobley. Fuck. But you're right. In general, it's not like an elk or a turkey or something like that.
Hell
you got to
no.
put yourself in a position they want to be, they want to go to. So, yeah.
And it's like what you were just talking about, how you were putting the plots out, all the homework, and then when you start getting those deer on your choke hammer, like the work that you did, that is, I think, the rewarding. Like, man, I hung this stand here.
And then
And then I did the right thing, right? Like, mm-hmm. I, you know, I'm not the most edumacated hunter out there, right?
Right.
But I grew up doing whitetail.
Right.
And now that, you know, I'm a little bit more wiser in hunting. And, of course, I grew up rifle hunting, so it's a lot different. Archery, dude, you got to be on your fucking A game with whitetail.
For sure. And the other thing is I look at it like a chess match because everything we're doing right now, this time of year, mm-hmm. is setting the table for what's going to happen in November, that end of October into those first 2 weeks of November.
Absolutely.
So it's pretty cool.
So, Codes, kind of quiet today. I know you're kind of new in the whole archery field, but what are you thinking of this event here that Phil puts on?
I like this. This is, I mean, it's a lot different than obviously Tacky is or American Bowman. You know, I like the back and forth between grabbing the sandbags, you know, dragging a sled to get your heart rate up, get you. It's a little bit more realistic as far as field shooting is than just, you know, kind of hanging out with your buddies and, you know, shooting a group.
It's really kind of, I mean, it brings out a little competitivism, right?
Competitivism?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's a word, but it definitely brings it out. I do know this.
What the fuck? That is a word.
Competitivism?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Okay.
It means there's a multiple competitors.
Competitiveness.
Competitiveness
would be a word. Competitivism is not a word. But anyway, I agree.
Luke Dryfire's English.
And then.
We were at Kafarocast, right? I was walking in to do a podcast with Aaron. The guy goes, well, what is a Lucasism? Am I going to hear Lucasism? Oh. I want to know what Lucas. Well, that right there was a perfect example of a Lucasism.
That was a Lucasism.
But it's like a crossbreed of Spanglish, English, and Blackanese.
Okay. Well, my daughter is about to shoot, so I'm going to turn it over to you guys. I'll be right back. She's going to go dominate the course.
All right. Avery's the G. She's worried. She's worried.
She's
go over there.
Over here, so I'll be right back.
Go on over there. How are you going to leave a podcast like this? I'm just kidding. I would definitely leave for my daughter anytime. So anyways, Cody, I can't believe this motherfucker beat me.
Well, why can you not believe that? He beat you every time.
I know, dude. I got to quit drinking.
Oh, man.
But, hey, Ryan, come here. Are you on the clock? Are you on the clock? Hop on here. Hop on here. Oh, shit. You better take the cowboy hat off. So we got the one and only Ryan here. Ryan, what's your last name?
Metcalf.
Say it in the mic.
Metcalf.
Okay, Metcalf. Me and Ryan know multiple players in the game, in the MMA game. He grew up with a buddy of mine, training partner. But how I know Ryan, how I know Ryan from No Limits Archery. He works here now. How long have you been working here in No Limits?
Just over a year and a half.
So, What's funny is you probably seen me, what, handful of time?
Yeah. Always in and out.
Yeah, in and out here. But you probably seen this guy a lot more than me lately because...
Once or twice.
This Ryan, is Tommy hey, two times.
Ryan's a man. Ryan's got my bow back into shape twice at least.
I just saw my great present from him. Not only did he get me Budweiser, but also Shiner Vodka.
Hey, you got to take care of those that take care of you. That's my philosophy.
Well, here's the thing. Tell the audience, tell the listeners, what did Cody? No, everybody knows this motherfucker dry fired both.
Let me tell you guys, you can dry fire your bow twice, and Ryan still won't give you shit. He's the man. fuck Luke, but Ryan's cool.
Hey man, we all make mistakes. As long as you didn't break nothing, you're back and fixed up.
So tell us, like, as a great guy that builds bow. Builds arrows, puts bows together. Why didn't Cody's bow blow up?
I think it's a lot of he's running a lower poundage. especially the bow he's shooting is known for if you have one come apart, it's hard not to get a messed up string.
Right.
And he's got the bow blow up gods on his side.
Yeah, he really does.
Hey. It comes apart, but it doesn't break. No
like problem. It derails, right?
Derails.
Like, would it happen? I'd like to live right away.
Well, 120 pounds doesn't seem that damn light to me.
Yeah, that's that Matthews. I'm going to call bullshit because, dude, I'm telling you right now, that last time when he shot it, and maybe it was just because the setting where we were at, it sounded like a fucking cannon.
Oh, did it?
And they I was like, oh, loud. Shit, that fucking thing is cracked. It blew up. But it didn't. Like, I looked, the first thing I looked at is limbs, and I called Phil, and thank God he was there. And I was like, man, I need you to stay open tonight, bro.
You're talking about the first time. Gotcha. Okay.
No.
This was the second time.
This was the second time. I don't know. When was the first time? I forget that. I know it was only like 3 weeks apart, but.
It was like the end of the day. Me and Jason were getting ready to close up, and then somebody walks in. And
That was the last time.
His hands were behind his back, and I was like, what's up, buddy?
What the fuck? You going to shoot us or what?
I think his words were, I don't want to tell you.
Because I'm Tommy two times now.
Tommy two times.
Hey.
So, rough days. What I want to know is, like, so you're in the field now. You've been working at fields for a year and a half. Mm-hmm. How many times would you say a customer brings in his bow that dry fires it?
That is a hard. So I've got a couple of guys that have done it numerous times, and other people that don't.
Like
really.
A guy like Cody, take Cody out of the equation and say like Cody the down. Common people that dry fire bow.
I bet we probably get at least two or three a week.
Oh, two, three a week.
A week.
Oh, shit. It's kind of like a common deal.
It can be. I mean, sometimes you might have five or six in a week. Sometimes you might have one.
No like, shit. You get a lot of busted limbs, though.
Dude, we had one guy that bought a brand new PSC, took it to the 20-yard range, didn't put an arrow in it, and blew it up.
Oh, my God.
Didn't even shoot an arrow through it.
Oh, my God. Are you shit me? Brand new one.
Brand new.
Fuck. Well, that might as well just be this guy,
too, though. Should have bought a Matthews. Shout out to Matthews. Most durable bows in the game. Thank you.
But that's what I'm saying is, like it does happen. One time, God damn it, Cody, I will fucking go to battle for you. But two, you're fucked.
hey, to be fair, Luke has almost done it, but I've caught him at least once.
No, I've almost done it a lot.
Yeah.
No, I've almost done it a lot. Like, so, I get in a moment of conversation.
He gets the benefit of the doubt because everybody else is paying attention to him.
No.
Everybody just assumes I'm shooting a 10 or 12, so they just leave me alone.
Yeah, I promise you that's not the case. I have literally dialed in because I got one of those spot hogs that I dial in. And... fuck, man. I look back and I'm like, oh, I don't have a fucking arrow knocked. I better stop, slow down. But either way, like, I'm just like, what the fuck, man? One time, but two times, Cody?
Hey, man.
It's a thin line. I'm right there with you, Luke. There's been more than once. I've dialed, hooked on, and I've gotten to hear.
Yeah, but when you look down,
no,
like.
No, don't do it.
It's like I always look at my arrow and like,
always.
Especially if I'm hunting, I'm looking at my fucking broadhead.
Yep.
I don't want to chop my fucking finger off.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Always check your arrow. I had a guy came in, got him all set up with the bow, and I invited him out to the ranch. It was getting close to season, and I was going to get my broadheads tuned in. So I said, yeah, come on out. And first three arrows, they're in the dirt. I'm like, what the? And he's like, dude, Ryan, something's wrong. And I grab his bow and I go to draw it. He put his tight spot on too close to his hamstring.
Oh,
so
shit.
His rest wasn't coming up. And I'm like, dude, that's the first thing. You check your knocks. Make sure your tips are tight. Check your rest.
See, here's my problem, Ryan, is that I learned from Luke.
Don't be fucking saying you learned from me, motherfucker.
I learned from Luke. Right?
I never dried my fire my
this
bow.
This is the experience that I have.
No,
Luke is my coach. That's my first problem, all right?
No.
So what I really need to do is start coming down to No Limits at least once a week and getting with you.
Yeah, yeah, No Limits is like that magical. That like fairy tale. But listen, I will give Cody this prop because he's in a hostile environment. When people shoot at my house or in our group, it's not like, all right, everybody, it ain't golf. I'm going to tell you that right now. It ain't golf. We are fucking talking shit. And
everybody's really good.
Like, in
except Luke. It's me and Luke. Me and Luke versus the world.
It really is. It's like talking shit. Like,
Tort solid, Aaron solid. Who else do we shoot with? Even Dana. Dana beat you last week?
No, she didn't beat me.
Don't lie.
You saw my mems, dude. Nobody beat me. She didn't beat me, I promise you.
And I think that's healthy, man.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. Cody, at TAC last week, Cody quit fucking shooting after the hole 8 because he fucking lost his arrows. And
it was
done.
After, dude, I shot 8 in a row zeros. 8 in a row. Dude,
but he had arrows in him.
From 40 yards to 120 yards, I couldn't hit anything, dude.
Oh, man. We got to get you. We got to get you a little bit more dialed in next time. Just a little bit.
Well, the thing is I honestly think the first day – we shot the knock on course and
that's
it was
a hard course.
And Dudley was shooting with us and Aaron.
Hey, wait. To be fair, Dudley shot a 0-2. I can shoot fucking zeros just like Dudley.
Hey.
Yeah. On hole 19 you didn't fucking shoot fucking past 10 targets. And it was a fucking hard shot, dude. It really was. It was either one of those shots where you either hit it or you missed it. And Dudley missed it on his own course, right? That's how hard it was. Like, but I hit it. But either way, it was good. It was honestly, I had way more fun on the Leopold course because it was like, you know, out furthest shot was like 60 yards and it was in shade.
Yeah.
And it was just more realistic you know what I mean? And it was over at ponds and shit, dude. They had some cool fucking setups. The knock on course was just fucking
dude,
out there, just
I'm
reaching
shots. I'm not
shooting
anything 120 yards
no.
in between trees
well,
over a pond.
Either way, like you can get in some speed goats. You can shoot some fucking goats that way.
I mean,
antelope.
You'll shoot them that far, but are you really going to go through trees like this?
No.
When you could probably take two steps over and get away.
Absolutely.
It's like, I like tack. Sometimes it's almost too difficult. It's like they're trying to get you to break arrows and take shots.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Hey, speaking of which, I need another dozen because I lost at least 14 or 15.
Well, and I think honestly, like I always tell people, it's called the total archery challenge for a reason. You're going to lose fucking arrows. And, like, you know, I kind of told Cody, like, Cody's like, I don't know how long I've tried to tell people, like, I've known Cody for what?
15 years?
Yeah, 15 years. He came in like a little fucking...
Best 15 years of your life, bitch.
He literally, Cody came in the gym with milk still on his lip, mama's titty. You know what I mean? Like, he came in as a young lad, right? And he wanted to fucking fight. And I was already in the UFC. And, like, I put him in with the pit bulls then. And he stuck around, right? Like, I think it's kind of like made him... Who he is?
Oh, for sure.
Honestly, man. Like he's a man of many trades. Mm-hmm. You know, he really is. He helps me out tons. And like, you know, when I asked him, I said, "Hey, would you like a bow?" You know, and he's a big rifle hunter, and he likes rifle hunting. Hooked him up with the scope, so it can, anything I get, I try to help him out. And I said, "Code, you want to start shooting a bow?" He's like, "Fuck yeah, I can do this." you know, he thought he could do this.
Let's not get it twisted.
But give me a couple weeks.
You give me a couple weeks.
Luke sounds like he is such a good shooter. I can't wait to go shoot.
I know, right?
You'd be surprised. I just want to learn from the Luke experience.
I'm like a fucking pretty good. But here's the thing. What I was getting at, I threw him in with the pits, right? Like the fucking wolves. Back in the day when he was starting to fight and do all this. And it's the same thing. He's kind of learning like how I learned. Dude, when I picked up a bow, the first time I went on a 3D course was with Aaron Snyder. Mm-hmm. And like ever since then, you know, who shoots attack with Aaron and Dudley?
Yeah, no kidding.
Right? Like you're getting with the best of the best,
the best
right?
Of the best, man. Yeah.
And that's kind of what I'm trying to tell him. Like,
you're in with
like
the big
you,
dogs.
If you really think, and like even Trevin, like Trevin is not an average Joe. He is good. He runs a show. He's killed multiple animals. Mm-hmm. But all I'm saying is, like, we run deep, and there's people that fucking are really good, and there's people that I'm not naming that are fucking like Bo yourself.
Oh man,
Bo. You know, Bo's like there, yeah. You know what I mean? Like there's so many guys out there that are unheard of that can fucking outshoot me.
Oh,
which
yeah,
don't
man.
Take a fucking lot.
So many guys.
You know?
Dude, so many
that's
guys.
That's in every industry, dude. It's like in this industry, people are like, oh, you know, I love to hunt with Corey Jacobson or the Bugler. I'm like, dude, don't get me wrong, they're good. But I know country people. I know men that live and work all year round.
That's all
they do. With elk around them all the time.
Yep.
And they don't get nothing mounted. They European it and gets thrown on the barn wall.
Yeah.
And you don't know who they are.
Nope. Because
they don't have time to film. They're doing it, you know.
100%.
It's what they've done for 30 years.
It's what they do to fill the freezer. And
fill the freezer.
They fucking drink or fucking hang out.
Oh, dude, that's perfect. Like Brad, where I keep my horses in the Castle Rock, that's what he does. He uses the chainsaw. He goes up to the mountains. He's got a sawmill up there.
Yep.
He can be cutting wood and have elk right over there. Yeah. You know what I mean? And the stories he tells, it's like, man, Brad, just come hunting with me.
Yeah.
And he don't have time.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I got work to do.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But just like you said, it's they're hunting, they're working, they're drinking.
Yeah. And honestly,
it's
like,
a good life.
It is a great life.
Man.
And this is one thing I got to say about Phil's competition. As far as the females here, I know it's Alpha, but goddamn, some of these females are fit as fuck.
Yes, sir.
They are fit. They got these little leggings on, and they are just flaunting their shit.
And can shoot, too.
And can shoot
and
way better than me.
I know.
That's what's crazy is, like, I'm like, holy shit, man. These girls, they take it to another level,
humbles
dude.
Humbles you, done that.
All these people, I've like half these people, man, like, they're like, I'm all about this. This is what I train all year long for.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, shit, dude. This is like another level here, dude.
It is.
I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And like right now we got the kids going on, like little Dominic from Fields Kid.
He wanted to bump up this year.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Luke, how did you shoot against Dominic today?
So he shot better than me, but
oh,
listen.
Okay. By how much?
I don't even know. By 50?
I do at least 50.
Like 50. By listen.
Yeah.
Listen.
No. We started the show with dry fire Tommy two times. Let's talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, but listen. At least he shot it. You didn't
Dominic.
Even shoot it. Okay. And two, he's 10 and under, so he gets to shoot up like 20 yards where you probably should shoot from, pussy. But I'm just saying.
Well, Luke,
Tommy
two
times.
Have you done Alpha yet, Luke?
Yeah, dude, I did it. I just did it with Trevin, and I didn't even hit a clay, but I thought it was more like a fast pacer deal. I should have probably slowed down.
Dude, speed is not fast.
No, man, it's crazy. But
I mean,
like,
speaking of girls, man, last year we were doing a an introduction inside, right? Mm-hmm. And Phil's, you know, looking at me, wants me to run it first, and this girl runs up next to me. And thank God that mulligan arrow's there because I broke all five.
Oh,
but
shit.
But she beat me.
Oh, yeah.
Because she didn't need a mulligan.
Yeah.
And that right there, it was me rushing, didn't make a good shot. She concentrated, made those good shots, and took me to town. Beat me by 9 seconds.
No shit.
That second shot cost me.
No
and she
shit.
Just took her time. And my competition, I used to shoot long range.
Okay.
High power rifles. So it's like kind of like the same thing you were saying with him, dude. It's, you know how many 14, 15-year-old kids are on that shooting line? you're surrounded by 50, 60-year-olds.
Yeah.
There were two other, I was 15, and there was an 18-year-old, and he was going into the military my first year. And I was, that was it.
Really?
My dad's like, if you're going to play with the big boys, you got to work like the big boys. You got to reload your own ammo.
Yeah, learn.
You got to practice out here.
Yeah.
And if you can't do it, then you can keep your ass at home. If you're going to be out here and do it, you better
hold your keep.
Pull your britches up, buddy.
Damn.
Or you can stay at the damn house. You know, and it's that dedication. Because, you know, that's how my dad is. That's how you are. You know, it's like
yeah,
you're in
for
something.
Sure, man.
That's how Aaron is. Like, this is my deal. You're doing everything you can to make yourself better.
And I honestly, like, people always ask me, like, man, why are you betting on the money? Because, honestly, man, here's my deal. I'm always in competition. It ain't about the money. It's all about just having fun. And granted, like, we were talking about this with, God damn it, who was it? Oh, maybe it was Frank at Cafaro. And I was like, hey, listen. Any publicity is good publicity,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
But when you get on a mainstream publicity called Joe Rogan and Aaron talks about, you know, some false statements about me getting divorced, but hey, it's good publicity, right? Like, it's really good. And honestly, like, I really think that what I'm doing is showing a different side of archery is, hey, man, it's not about, oh, focus in. Anybody can come in here and have a good time.
Yeah.
Shoot. It's not the fucking ATA, like, guys that come in that want to fucking get a sponsor and shoot bows and this and that. It's all about having good times with your boys.
Having a good time. And, hell, it's just therapeutic, man. Like, it blew my mind when I was younger going into a bow shop, and I've still seen it here in town. Some places, in the middle of the day, you'll have a person in a business suit and a tie.
Yeah.
And they come in, they pull off their tie and their jacket,
and
they
shoot
for 30 minutes on their lunch
I've
break.
I've seen it here,
just
too.
Just to sit and relax.
Yeah.
It clears your head.
Yeah, I've seen it,
go
too.
Go back to work.
It's like smoking a bowl for them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it really is. Like, oh, cracking a beer. Like, it's, but lunchtime, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I honestly, like, I really am 100% believer of it. Like, shooting at my range at my house, right? Like, having that access to shoot at my place obviously hasn't made me the fucking best archer,
obviously,
right? But guess what? It's made me a better man, a better, I hope to think I'm a better husband, because I fucking love my kids. I fucking love taking them out shooting. You know what I mean? Like, my wife fucking shoots. You know what I mean? Like,
awesome.
She has a compound bow, and, like, it's just kind of like, it's fun to go out there and shoot, and we have fun, you know what I mean? So I know mentally when I shoot after work, I'm a way better person.
Way better.
Way better.
Because let me ask you, if you're shooting a bow, can you think of anything else while you're shooting a bow?
Dude, sometimes I forget to knock an arrow.
I shouldn't ask.
Maybe
that.
This ain't the guy you asked the question to, but no, but really,
well, he's
though,
just thinking
you
too
have to
hard
focus.
On 12s. He's
thank
just
you.
Yes. A step
thank
or
you.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing on that. Is, you know, Cody, like I said, he's in with the pit bulls. Mm-hmm. Like, most people, when they go shoot at rages, or if he ever gets partnered up with a different group, he's going to be like, what the fuck is going on here,
what's
right?
Going on here,
nobody's
man.
Talking here, right? Because they're always focused on, you
what
know, the
doing.
Target.
Yeah.
But no, we're talking about, like, talking shit to each other. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, I shoot like a pro, but I run my mouth like one. Sure.
Yeah, so.
You're halfway there. You're just
going
to work on the other half, man.
I'm like 50-50 right now.
50-50?
Yeah. I'm 50-50. So.
Dude, I think when you get around the top dogs of anything, whether it be fighting or shooting bows, shit, dude, I used to team rope all the time, and there wouldn't even be money.
Uh-huh.
You know how much shit talking we'd be doing?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? It's just because when you and your guys are at that same level, you got to do something to push each other even more.
Plain and simple.
Even more.
Plain and simple. You have to do it. Like, that's why, like, before all this gambling even happened, like, me and Aaron would bet, like, okay, who's going to shave each other's head? Who's going to shave your head, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, fuck, my pocketbook would rather go back to that, I think. But, like, that was, like, the deal, right? Like, okay, I'm going to shave my head, or you shave my head, or fucking
wax your armpits.
Yeah, we'd have to do some dumb shit. We'd have to do some dumb shit. So, either way, now, fucking Aaron, you know, that betting, he's a competitor, brought him back to shoot a fucking compound bow.
Yeah.
Right?
That's and what that, brought him back?
Yeah, that's wondering. What brought him back. I swear to God, dude. And, of course, he fucking says he wants to do reviews on every bow and do the, you know, consistently. But bullshit, he thought, oh, fuck, with me shooting next to him as a neighbor and the money that he could win off me, he could have a new Tacoma. And look at that, he did.
Maybe a bear tag in Alaska.
No, you know? Fucking Aaron's been good, man. He just got me a couple of targets. We just signed a...
yeah, those Delta McKenzie.
Yeah,
man.
Dude,
they
we just
got to
deal with
legit.
Delta McKenzie.
I don't know if you guys checked out Luke's IG, but, dude, that bear target?
Yeah.
When do I get mine?
Until you got to have a place to put it, bro.
Dude, I'll put it in my garage. I won't miss that fucker. It's big.
You can't miss it on my range, bro. Dude, that's one big thing I said. I said, holy fuck, dude. This is so big, I can't even miss it.
Did you get the one with the paw?
Yep.
Up on the stump, yeah. It's,
yeah,
it's,
dude.
It's a good target, man. It's awesome.
The grizzly, dude, it's the one. Well, Phil had it here on the two up here, right?
Uh-huh.
Aaron got one of those elk targets up here. I got a lion, black buck, gator, deer target.
Get Zulu on that black buck.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy, dude. Like... I'm excited for the partnership that we have with them. And, but, you know, speaking of that, I want to give a big shout out to my company that's been there from day one, Kafaro International. Check them out. They got those new hip quivers.
I even got a hip quiver.
They got those new hip quivers out.
Nice.
Best
listen,
pack on the market.
Yeah, right? They're the best packs in the market.
So Kafaro, legit.
Kafaro.net. Dude, holler at them, man. Like, they've been there from day one. It's gear for life. Whether it's shelters, packs, sleds, whatever, is gear for life.
Made
yes.
In the great
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't got a discount code for you right now on that one because guess what? Every bit of their money you spend on there is for life. Do you need anything from Kafaro?
Dude, I just got my new pack. I can't
Which
wait
one did
to
you
use
get?
It. I got the Renegade.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's legit.
Dude, I'm a tall, skinny dude, and I went through three packs.
Yep.
And, I mean, they were hurting me. And I go, last season, we hiked up, like, 10 miles of this lake, and we left our packs and go hunting around. And we come back and we load them up. We're going to head down. And my buddy's got a Renegade. And he's short. I mean, there's no way that the frame is the same, is the right size. And he goes, dude, just throw my pack on. I threw that on, and I walked around the camp like, this is what you're wearing?
Yep.
And immediately when I got home, I called Dana and I said, I got to get a pack.
They're so nice. And
it's the frame, dude.
Oh, it's
the
frame.
That's the most expensive part.
That big lumbar pack.
Yeah, dude, on your lower back. I mean, that's the one thing I've noticed right away. And, like, this is no bullshit. Like, yeah, I am sponsored by them. But here's the deal. I promise you, you put one of those fuckers on, it's a game changer.
It's a game changer. Because, I mean, if you have a bad pack, it ruins your
hunting. Oh, you're shaking. It's sliding left and right.
I was getting hot spots on a hip, a hot spot on my my left hip, 100%. My right shoulder. And,
100%.
And the pack I was trying, a lot of people like. But I'm just a weird shape, I guess. And, I mean, I've already put, like, 60 pounds in my Kafaro, just loading it up with my gear.
Nice.
And it's like... It's
nothing.
Like 20 in my small bay pack.
I know.
It's night and day.
It's
and
crazy.
Looks
American
like
made. Every stitch, every needle.
Yep.
Made in America.
And they're cool ass people, dude.
For sure.
From the guys that make the packs all the way to the back. And that's honestly one thing I'm going to do probably in the next couple of weeks. I know a lot of people have taken tours back there and showing people back there. I'm going to do it because I know every single one of those motherfuckers back there. Like, they're all cool. Like, we've drank beer together, hung out. Like, me and a lot of the guys that actually stitch the shit. Like, I'm going to get a little interview with them. Like, dude, talk about, like, and the cool thing about it is Aaron's owner of the company now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, they signed it over. They got the deal signed. Fucking, it's Aaron. Frank's the man now. Like, it's cool. That the guy that worked from Bowden, from Patrick, all the way up, and now he's going to be
awesome.
A big percentage of owner of it, and now it's him.
Yeah,
so
90% of the people out here, 90% of the people out here are rocking Kafaro.
I would say 95, honestly, and I think the 5% that isn't rocking their packs,
Need to learn.
Well, I don't think it is about learning. It's just about like trying to get by because it's expensive.
It is expensive.
And I think they're just like new to the game, you know, but they'll eventually see and start talking to people and they'll be like,
it's an investment, yeah, man. If you're going to do this long term, go with Kefaru. Yeah, I mean, spend money, buy once, cry once, do it right the first time, dude. There's no reason not to.
Yeah. Well, and I honestly, like, I think it's a good thing to go with a different company to feel that misery, that fucking, that grunt, you know, like, oh, fuck, I can do it. Doesn't matter. My grandpa did this shit back in the day. Yeah, I know you could do it. You could do it with a fucking JanSport. Right?
Yeah.
You could do it.
You could.
But you'd be fucking miserable.
Miserable.
And you ain't going back in for the next day to get that head.
No.
Right? Like, you're fucking, you're laid up.
It's bad.
It
can ruin you.
So, on that note, man, I want to give a big shout out to my boys over at Tito Knives. Ooh, look at Phil's talking on the mic. Tito Knives. Tito.com. You type in GU15, get that ultra light, ultra sharpness in your pack, in your Kefaru pack, and you will guarantee save money with the GU15. I'm telling you, man, right now me and Skitty Code, we did a Texas hunt probably a month and a half ago.
Yep,
a
couple and
we busted out a few new Titos. It's what you want to call it. Just buy the product. It's worth it. Every bit of dime. Because I'm telling you, man, it doesn't feel like there's nothing in your pack, and it's surgical. Surgical. Is that not right? How many blades you go through? We processed two deer.
One
blade. One blade. We didn't even break a blade.
Oh, dude, it was like flaying.
It was. So go check out my boy over at Luke, over at Tito Knives. On the checkout, type in GU15, and you're going to save 15%. You got one of those knives?
I do not.
Oh shit! I gotta hook you up with one of those.
I haven't even seen them.
In fact, I'm gonna give Cody probably the knife to give you because you probably helped him out way more than me.
we'll be seeing each other soon, Ryan. Don't you worry, buddy.
The only thing I'm mad about is because I hear you got Budweiser, and I sent him to the fucking store to get me Budweiser. He sent me back a variety pack of fucking IPA, some bullshit. Yeah, I was like, what? I want American beer,
son. I get Luke craft beer, and he's too white trash.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean,
nah, man,
you
got
to feel the love I'm to a get Budweiser. The love of the beer.
Thank you, Ryan.
And this guy, he's like, what are you drinking? I'm like, dude, it depends on the day. If it's hot,
yeah,
Budweiser. If it's not so hot, Shinerbach. I love it.
Ooh, yeah, you like Shinerbach. Yeah, I don't mind that. I like
it. Ryan's my man. He keeps me in shape so that I can beat Luke.
There you go.
It doesn't
hasn't happened yet. One time. One time out of like five.
That's the only time it matters.
One out of five, and how long have you been shooting?
Right.
Maybe 10 times. 10 times.
10 times. And how long have you been shooting?
A long time. Guess
and
what?
He's already got you once.
Hey, guess what?
And when it counted. When it counted.
It did count.
I've got all Luke's bows. I've got all Luke's clothes. I've got all his Kefaru packs.
I gave him all kinds of shit already, so he doesn't even know shit.
It sounds like his winning is wearing off on you, man.
Oh, he's trying.
I know. My winning is wearing off. Baby, I don't know. That's a good fucking deal. But this is what I wanted to say, man. I appreciate you hopping on here real quick. I know you're fucking running around like a headless chicken here.
My pleasure, man. That's fun.
I need you to come up to the house and hang out.
I'd love to, man.
Get you on the studio. We'll do a more in-depth on Ryan podcast here at the shop. But, you know, we'll shoot the bow, bring your bow out, hang out, drink some beer with me. And we'll talk a little bit more about Kenneth.
I'll bring Budweiser.
Oh, yeah, that's my
dog. Bring the bow press for me.
That's my dog.
I need the bow press.
Yeah, we need to get sponsored by a bow press company because Cody keeps dropping by.
Haven't you seen Luke's arms? We just got to get him to do this, man.
No, I can't do that. Shit. I can't even do that. It's all show.
That's right. It's all show.
It's all show. But, man, I just wanted to say thank you for hopping on here, man. And appreciate you always taking care of us here.
Thanks for fixing my bows.
Yeah.
I always appreciate that.
I have no problem doing it, but I wish it didn't happen so much.
It won't. Hey, twice is enough for me. That's it.
Right?
I want you to bring in, like, dude, check out this target, and I kicked Luke's ass on it. That's what I want to see.
Hey, that'll be next week. Don't worry.
Next week.
It doesn't take much. It doesn't take much at all.
It doesn't take much.
It's going to be a while for that. I promise you. It ain't going to be anytime soon, then, Ry.
Well, here we'll what we'll do is I'll start betting with him, and we'll bet beer.
Attaboy.
Ooh. Loser.
That might be my fucking poison, dude.
Loser chugs a beer or beer bong a beer.
Yeah, and then, that might be my poison because.
And then once he's in five or six, then you join in.
We'll talk.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't need five or six at all.
Lose five or six.
He said, we'll talk.
Join in.
That'll be no time.
Even it out a little bit.
That'll be no time.
He said, we'll talk.
I don't need five or six to even it out with Louie.
They're trying to tag team me. Anyways, right, it's been real, man. I appreciate you. I can't thank you enough. I know Phil appreciate you. He's talked highly of you. And so keep up the good work. And, hey, I'm going to give you my number. And you are going to come out and hang out with the big dogs.
Rock and roll, buddy.
Right on, man. I appreciate you.
You got it, buddy. Thanks for having me on. Good talking to you guys.
Guys, at this moment, right now, when Ryan's stepping off, I'm waiting for Trevin to join back in. But here's the deal, dude. I want to give you guys, all my listeners, something really, really cool to listen to. Guys, everybody, fall's coming. Don't be buying that bullshit fucking Sika fucking.
No.
There's no Sika up in his hizzy. Nothing against them, but it ain't happening in this household. And there ain't going to be, what's that one called? Kuyu?
Ain't
no Kuyu here. I don't even like saying that in my mouth.
Donald J. Trump is homeboys with Kuyu. Yeah. You need to be homeboys with Gladiators Unleashed.
Yeah, we with the guys that actually served our country, fought for our country.
Battlefield to backcountry.
What was that?
Battlefield to backcountry.
Yeah.
My man.
So Butch, Clayhorn, even freaking Justin Sparks. We got freaking Bam up in the hizzy now. Dude, all those guys have taken us to another level. They're bringing all my listeners a discount code. If you guys type in Gladiators 2020 on your checkout, you get to save some money, some moolah on your next purchase. It's a one-time deal, so make sure it's worth it, okay? And it doesn't work on no on-sale prices. Nada. Nada tostada. Okay, so this is what I want you guys to do. Get online, order some Cryptek. Don't be getting on no fucking bullshit Walmart, Mossy Oak bullshit. Get there, and let's get on Cryptek website.
I got some new shorts. These shorts are awesome.
Yeah, the board
man.
Shorts are legit,
they look
man.
So good. They feel so good. I got some solids. Dude, they're dope.
So, guys, when you're at the checkout line, make sure you guys listen to me and Trevin, Skinny Codes, Gladys Unfiltered, or it's GU Unfiltered, right? We're here at the Alpha Bow Challenge, and you type in that code, Gladiators 2020, save some moolah. I'm telling you right now, we have Trevin back. He's how'd your daughter shoot?
You know, she shot okay.
Is she happy or not?
No, she's not happy.
She beat Luke. She beat Luke, of course.
Well, she would have beat Luke. I mean, that's a no-brainer. But she, you know, she busted three. But she was going against Dom.
Oh,
the Dominator.
The yep.
And then the second one, she went against Gage, who's a good shooter. And she just
Gage is good.
She did not shoot up to what she felt like she should have. So she's a little frustrated right now. But so I just she's a lot like I am. So what I do is I give her a little space.
Yep.
Let her work.
You gotta
it out.
Give her a little space.
Let her work.
Space
it out.
Is good.
Yeah.
Space is good. So Trev, from being here at No Limits, real quick, I just wanted to give Phil big props. Like having us here. Let me set up a booth. I'm on my IG right now. I'm trying to get that IG follow. Got Skinny Codes, Mr. Two, Tommy Two Times.
Yeah.
I got Trevin here. The motherfucking beat me two times already now. Oh, shit, I broke.
Two times.
Yeah, he shot good. I give him that. But guess what? It ain't over.
Yeah, you know.
That lady has not sung.
Hey, you fueled the fire by talking a little bit of trash on
it was
the old
good.
Podcast. And so I got my revenge. Now you know we can clean the slate. Next time we'll go to your course.
This is what we need to do. I think you need to come out to Mikasa.
Mm-hmm.
and
spank him on his home course.
Spank me on my home course.
Okay, I can do that.
Which, that isn't hard, because it's hard, dude.
It's a hard course?
It's hard. I mean, it isn't hard. It's uphill, and then we got side hill. Well, when I get these targets coming in, I'll set it up perfect, right. And because then it'll be new for me, too. You right. know what I mean?
Sure.
It'll sure. be it'll be a good time, but I'm telling you, like, I think you just got lucky today.
You think so, huh? Well, I prefer when...
It ain't skill, luck, motherfucker.
Yeah, right. Luck is when hard work and opportunity meet. That's the way I look at it. Mm. And, you know...
I like it.
I showed it. I did not like show Jocko. It at a... Yeah, exactly. Jocko, here we go. I'm a third of Jocko.
Right.
But for me, I felt I shot so bad at the American Bowman deal. And I knew I could shoot. I should have been shooting better. So yeah, it was good to. It was good to kind of.
Man, these guys are having so much fun.
The kids are out there going now, and so yeah, it's good times.
Well, either way, man, Trevin, tell me real quick, man, where can people like? I followed you, and I've seen your stories, your latest one we talked on the podcast about your Ibex adventure, but, like, mm-hmm. where can people actually see, like, how good you really are in the field?
Well, I think, you know, of course, IG, we try and keep that up to date. That's probably the most updated thing that we do, but Outback Outdoors, you can follow me, Trevin Stoltzfus, common spelling.
Right.
But... You can Amazon Prime. We have our older episodes on Amazon Prime.
Oh, that's cool.
And then we're kind of dripping those out. And then we're on Sportsman's Channel right now, airing on Friday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Friday nights, 10 p.m.
Yeah,
Eastern.
So that's 8 p.m. our time.
8 p.m. our time, yeah. Colorado time.
Yeah.
And here's what I really like. I like knowing what it takes to put on, you know, videography, a story, and this and that. Like, you pay top dollar for great videographers, and you are worth every bit of money that you get from your sponsors, because your story that you tell, top notch, man. It's right. a good story, man. I love watching your episodes. I would say that you are my top three favorite in the thing, and you know as far as like the Golden Moose and everything, like what, you know, Sportsman Outdoor Channel does, if I had my own trophy, I'd be glad to give you a trophy, because as a kid that was watching this in the outside, I always loved your deal, because I loved the crew that you had.
Yeah,
it was different stories, everybody had different things, and guess what? You hunted different species, and it was not only about the species that I like to hunt, but it brought up attention to me, like, holy shit, I can hunt these animals?
Right, exactly.
And tell a cool story.
Animals and, Luke can't even pronounce the name of.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, it is crazy.
Well, and the thing that we always try to do is, and I think Willie Schmidt with Pure Hunting does the same thing. Our hunts that every normal person, like, we don't go on any big dollar hunts. We just, yeah. we don't. We go, a lot of it is draw hunts or yep. over the counter. We do hunt some private land where we get some, yeah. we pay some access fees, stuff like that. But you know what? Work with some outfitters. But it's not high dollar hunts. So it's, I think people can watch it and say, hey, I could do that. I could do that. So
that's exactly what I did.
Yeah. So easy Luke could do it.
Hey,
so easy Luke could do it.
When I went on that's Willie's show,
mm-hmm.
that's exactly what I said.
Yeah,
I took him to Texas on a wild boar hunt. He's like, "Hey, I want you to come and take me on a wild boar hunt, because I've never done it. I know you do it all the time." Fuck it, dude. I saw the camera crew, and all they did was follow me hunting, and I could share this with my friends and my brothers and my dad and mom. I was like, wait a minute. You make money doing this? All right. Well, he goes, and he was straight blunt. He goes, well,
there's a lot more to it.
Not more to it, but yeah, I do. This is what I do. And I was like, fuck, I'm doing this next year. Yeah. And that's what I tried, and what the fucking roller coaster has been.
This industry is, and it even seems like it's getting tougher.
Oh, dude, it's like a piece of sliver, trying to get a piece of that sliver, right?
And you just gotta, you know, the way I look at it is I used to compare myself to this or the that, and you know what, we do what we do. We hope people like it, and you know, maybe it's to that point you're one of the guys that you have success because you just won't go away. You know what I mean? Like, we just keep pounding it out every year and hoping to tell good stories, good videography, and, you know. So, you know, one thing we did, Luke, that's unique, I think, is we have a podcast or two called Inspired Wild. So
yeah, it's I wanted to ask you about that, too.
Inspired Wild Podcast. So you can find it, same place you're listening to this on, you know. So it's hashtag Inspired Wild. But what we started doing is we're actually doing podcasts on all our hunts. So let's say we're on a hunt and we come back to camp. We sit down right then and talk about the day. What I found I got from that is I got such great clean audio. I'm using that in the show tell a story.
Oh yeah.
Because you know, you have control over the audio, and then you can lay that audio track down as the story unfolds. Versus you see a lot of guys come out and try and do these dramatic voiceovers. That's too hard.
100%.
But when we're sitting here talking normal, it's easy. Because and let's be honest, there are some guys, you put a camera in their face and the red light starts blinking, and what do? Like a deer in a headlight. Exactly. But if you put headphones on, or if you sit around like we're doing now, your voice is natural, you're relaxed, and you just go from there. So
yeah, I would almost 100% agree on you. Like, here's my deal. Like, I would, and there's going to be a few times where I'm going to take the podcast booth out on a few hunts, but God damn, dude, when I come back from a hunt, I'm so spent. I want nothing but sleep and eat and fucking
get your feet back underneath.
Right, you know. But I will. I definitely understand where you're coming from.
And I don't have the big board you have. I have a smaller system. I have a more mobile system.
Yep. Yeah.
And it fits all four mics. Everything fit into a Yeti backpack.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
So and I just pull it out. And if we don't have electricity, I run everything off the batteries.
Yeah.
So I've got that system down.
You can do it.
And that helps. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. So where can they listen to that podcast at?
At iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, any of those. Again, it's hashtag Inspired Wild.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, I've listened to a few. It's good, man. Like, if you like that cinematic, fucking real story, real raw fucking entertainment, but on a fucking Steven Spielberg budget, listen to and watch Outback Outdoors, dog. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's good shit, bro. Well, it really is. Trevin, I'm impressed with your show. I've always have. And I honestly, you have always been a true guy with character and without character. And you are, and your daughter should be very proud of you.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm sure proud of her. So
yeah, I'm telling you.
I need a bigger stick.
Here's the thing. You're going to need like 3 or 4 of me around, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
I said, how old are you? She said, 14. I was like, oh, God. I got a 5-year-old. What the hell?
This is what I got to look forward to.
She is a gem. She's so nice.
It's lots of fun.
You did good, man. You did good.
I did. And she looks like her mom, so that's a good thing.
100%, right?
Yeah.
Better her than you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, well, right on, man. We're going to cut this one out.
Hey,
I appreciate you.
Great sitting down with you guys.
Yeah,
as
man.
Always.
It's always fun gambling with you. I appreciate you dropping in, hanging out with us again.
Yeah, it's fun.
Coach, thank you for coming in.
Of course.
And Phil, if you're listening, thank you again. You've always taken care of me. Check them out if you're in the Denver area.
Alpha Bow Hunting.
If you want to pick up a bow, listen, I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. I brought in my old bow, a catfish bow. I was shooting carp with it. And I said I want to shoot elk with it. And Phil looked at me. He goes, huh?
Yep.
So, but look at me now. I've shot elk with my bows now.
Look at him now. Quiver full of fives. Look at him now.
Hey.
No. Luke the ATM.
And Luke
there
ATM.
You there you go.
But listen, for all you people that are down me, I have shot bulls with my bow. I've shot cows with my bows. I've shot plenty of deer with my bows. But listen, if you guys want to start doing that, come down to No Limits Archery down in Denver. I'm telling you, man.
Hands down, best in the biz.
The guys are cool. It's cool Ryan jumped on. Why Trevin went to go coach and help his daughter out doing the No Limit. Well, it was the Alpha Challenge, which she did.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it, man. That was cool, man. That was I can't wait for my daughter to do this.
Dude,
like,
she's going to – yeah, it's so fun.
It's so cool. Like, that was so cool watching that. So, yeah, man, on that note, we out, man. I appreciate you, Trev.
Thanks, buddy.
You
Thanks
bet.
Thanks for listening.
Later.